Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here and welcome back to How to Be Stoic, Lessons in Strength, Wisdom and Courage. Today's topic is something we all grapple with at some point, building confidence through Stoic practices. Ever feel like you're doubting yourself? You know that feeling when you're about to speak up in a meeting and your mind starts racing with, what if I say the wrong thing? Or what if they think I'm stupid? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Stoicism isn't just about accepting things that are out of our control. It's a powerful toolkit for building inner strength and confidence. And the best part? It's something you can start practicing right now. So, buckle up, because we're diving deep into how to harness Stoic principles to conquer self-doubt and step into your power. First things first, remember that true confidence isn't about being arrogant or pretending to know everything. It's about knowing yourself, accepting your strengths and weaknesses, and having the courage to be authentically you. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control: our thoughts, our actions, our reactions, and let go of things beyond our influence. When we shift our attention from external validation to internal strength, we start building a foundation of unshakable confidence. Another key takeaway is the practice of negative visualization. It sounds a bit intense, right? But hear me out. Negative visualization isn't about wallowing in negativity, it's about preemptively preparing for setbacks. It's about acknowledging that challenges are inevitable and practicing how to handle them with grace and resilience. By mentally rehearsing difficult situations, we can lessen their impact when they actually arise. You know the saying, hope for the best, prepare for the worst. That's essentially what negative visualization is all about. Next up, the power of self-reflection. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of regularly examining our thoughts and beliefs. By taking time to reflect on our motivations, our actions, and their consequences, we gain valuable insights into who we are and what drives us. This self-awareness is essential for building genuine confidence because it allows us to identify areas for growth and make conscious choices that align with our values. Think of it like this. Imagine yourself as a sculptor chipping away at a block of marble to reveal the masterpiece within. Self-reflection is like those chisel strokes that help us refine our character, polish our strengths, and create a more authentic and confident version of ourselves. Finally, let's talk about the importance of living in the present moment. We often get caught up worrying about the past or stressing about the future, which can erode our confidence and steal our joy. Stoicism reminds us to focus on what we can do right now, in this very moment. By cultivating mindfulness and appreciating the simple things, we can find a sense of peace and contentment that strengthens our inner core. Think about it, when you're truly present and engaged in your life, you exude confidence because you're radiating authenticity and passion. So take a deep breath, let go of those anxieties, and step into the power of this moment. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented graphic designer who's been struggling with imposter syndrome. She doubts her skills even though she consistently delivers amazing work. Her mind races with thoughts like, what if they realize I'm not as good as they think? She avoids taking on new challenges because she's afraid of failing. But then Sarah discovers the power of negative visualization. She starts mentally rehearsing potential setbacks, such as receiving constructive criticism or facing a challenging project. By preparing for these scenarios in advance, she reduces their impact and builds her resilience. She also embraces stoic self-reflection, journaling about her strengths and accomplishments to combat those negative thoughts. Slowly but surely, Sarah's confidence blossoms. She starts accepting compliments gracefully, taking on new projects with enthusiasm, and celebrating her successes without downplaying them. The imposter syndrome fades away as she replaces it with genuine self-belief. So remember, folks, building confidence isn't about being perfect, it's about embracing your journey, learning from your experiences, and continuously striving to be the best version of yourself. Use these Stoic practices as your guideposts, and you'll find yourself navigating life with greater strength, wisdom, and courage. Now go out there and own your power. If you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who could use a boost of confidence. And don't forget to leave us a review. Your feedback helps us keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay stoic, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.